The most expensive bill we have is not our mortgage. It's not our car payment. It's not any of those things. The most expensive bill you and I have is ignorance. And the reason why ignorance is the most expensive bill we have is because we're not paying attention what needs our attention. In today's video, I'm going to be talking about the five things you and I cannot afford not to know. The Bible says in Hosea that my people, God speaking, perish or are destroyed due to a lack of knowledge. How much knowledge are you missing that could really set you up for success? So many of us right now are overly consumed in these demonic and satanic systems, draining us of urgency, draining us of discernment, keeping us from being aware of what we should be aware of. And a lot of people, their marriages are perishing, their wellness is perishing, their children are perishing due to them not having the knowledge. What is perishing in your life? While you're living your life and you feel like you're living your best life, right now up under your nose, something is perishing. I tell my high-level entrepreneurs all the time when I coach them, I tell them, yo, how's your wife? How they'll come to me talking about business. They'll talk about certain things or the issues that they're having. And I'll begin to say, how is your wife? How are your children? When was the last time you really spent time with God? How is that doing? Because most of us are neglecting and ignoring the very things that provides life and abundance and strength to whatever ambitions we have. Hosea, we said 4:6 says, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Now, let's talk about the five things you and I cannot afford to be ignorant of. The first thing that we cannot afford to be ignorant of that becomes an expensive bill that we pay due to lack of knowledge that causes things to perish in our lives is spiritual matters. Ignorance about spiritual matters can hinder personal growth, inner peace, and a deeper connection with God. When we are not focused and paying attention and gathering knowledge about the attributes of God, gaining knowledge about spiritual warfare, gaining knowledge about the devices, hey, my sister, the devices that the devil uses against us, when we are ignorant of spiritual matters and the importance of prayer, the importance of seeking Him, the importance of reading our word and the word reading us, when we begin to neglect those spiritual matters, then all the important things would definitely not matter to us. Ignorance about spiritual matters hinders personal growth. I tell people all the time, if and when you grow spiritually, that's when everything else grows. We are spiritual beings. We have a soul. We live in the body. The two main things that grows, unfortunately, is our soul and our body, but not our spirit. As also says, it brings inner peace and a deeper connection with God. The second thing that you and I cannot afford to be ignorant of that end up becoming expensive due to not having the right knowledge is our purpose. Your purpose is too expensive not to know. Because your purpose, knowing what you're here to do and knowing the original intent of everything that you're involved in, sets you up for success. I wrote, ignorance of our purpose can lead to a life without direction or fulfillment. How many people spent many years ignorant, paying an expensive bill, being heavy laden because they're unfulfilled? What is it costing you not to know your purpose? How much abundance are you missing out on because you're not aware of your purpose? Listen, the more I'm aware about God, the more I'm aware of myself. The more I'm aware of my purpose, the more I'm aware of the people I'm supposed to serve, the more aware I am of the time I need to invest and develop the skills. When you begin to realize the power and the wisdom gained from developing knowledge about your purpose, then you will remove unnecessary people, unnecessary things, any hindrances that may get in your way. So it costs too much to be ignorant about your purpose. Number three, you and I cannot afford to be ignorant about our health. We cannot be ignorant. Every day you must pay attention to your holistic health. I'm talking about paying attention to your spiritual health, your mental health, your emotional health, your physical health. Ignorance about our health can result in preventable illnesses and decreased quality of life. Some of us, we're so emotionally wounded that we overeat, overindulge, affecting our health. It costs too much. Listen, what would happen to your family if you die off? What would happen to your family if you lose your mind? It says, and decreased quality of life. We need wellness if we want wealth. Another thing you cannot afford to be ignorant of that becomes an expensive bill that we have to pay due to not paying attention is our finances. The reason why is, before I go to finance, I want to talk about this, is that the reason why you must pay attention, because if you pay attention, you got to pay. If you don't pay attention, you got to pay for it out of detention. If you don't pay attention, then you're going to have to pay a hefty bail, a hefty price to get that thing out of detention. If you do not pay attention to your spouse in your house, and you allow a demonic to fester in your house like a mouse, then all of a sudden now that resentment that was building up due to your ignorance, that emotional distance that occurred due to your ignorance, that wandering of the mind that occurs, now you got to pay a hefty fee to prevent separation and divorce. What about when you don't pay attention to your family and your children? Right? What happens? Now you got to try to pay for that child out of the detention of that lifestyle. And it don't cost you much early on. It only costs you your time. It only costs you a little moment here or there. But when you are ignorant and you're going through life, enjoying life temporarily versus embracing the life of God that's eternal, then about time is time for you to make that payment. Now that you have knowledge, because I'd rather have preventive knowledge than knowledge after the issue. Preventative knowledge means I am discerning that if I don't take the precautionary actions right now, it may cost me. It will cost me. But if you wait till it's blatant in your face and you know, oh, so that's why she's acting this way. Oh, that's why he acted this way. It's almost too late. And because you didn't pay attention, now you got to try to pay for it out of detention. And a lot of people by then don't have enough money. There's a lot of entrepreneurs that bang on my emails, bang on my door, and they're on the cusp of divorce. They're on the cusp of having to pay this or that for their child to get out of this. And man, the regret on their face. That's why I created a program, a mastermind group called Fulfillment Elite that prevents those things from happening and also allows the tools and skills needed for God's grace and mercy to come in to at least give them a fighting chance. If you don't pay attention now, you're going to have to pay a hefty price to get it out of detention. The fourth thing that you and I cannot afford to be ignorant of are our finances. Ignorance in financial matters can lead to debt, financial instability, and missed opportunities for wealth building. How many of us will never reach or may never reach that financial prosperity that our purposes, our talents, our skills, our gifts were going to create for us because we're poor managers? People always talk about the 10%, but they don't talk about the 90%. God cares about the full stewardship of all coins within your finances, because how you manage 100 will determine how you manage 1,000. I tell people, how you do anything is how you do everything. How you manage a dollar determines how you manage 10. How you manage 10 determines how you manage 100. How you manage 100 will determine if you get access to be able to manage 1,000. And how you manage 1,000 determines how you do 10,000. How you do 10,000 determines 100,000. 100,000 determines a million, 10 million, 10 million, and so forth. You cannot be ignorant and financial illiterate, or it will cost you. The last but not least important thing that you and I cannot be ignorant of, creating a hefty bill. For instance, we know that one bill that is not the same price every time. For instance, if you let your toilet run, you let the water run, or you're not really a good know how to handle the thermostat and whatnot, that electric bill, that gas bill fluctuates based upon how you pay attention. So if the toilet is running and you know for a fact the more that water runs, the more the bill is ran up, then you will get that toilet fixed immediately. Or if you notice that the bill is getting and there's some issue under the house or around the house that's causing the bills to surge, how many of us had an electric bill, a utility bill based upon ignorance, based upon neglect? That bill was expensive. And now you got to borrow from here and borrow from there and get in debt here to pay that bill, calling for a payment plan. All the while, it could have been prevented, or at least be at a number that you can pay. I rather keep my marriage at a place where I can adequately pay for it and pay in advance than to neglect my marriage, neglect my daughter, and then get to a place where, man, I don't have it in my pockets to pay for it. And now I'm begging God to be merciful because I didn't maximize his grace. Last but not least, our relationships. Ignorance about healthy relationship dynamics. You need relationship dynamics in order for your relationship to be dynamic. You need dynamics in order for it to be dynamic. Knowing how to handle the dynamics of relationship ensures the relationship is dynamic, that is vibrant and thriving. It says ignorance about healthy relationships dynamics can lead to conflict, misunderstandings, and broken relationships. So how many of you all right now are ignorant to effective communication, unaware of what it means to do all these different things well in a relationship, and it's bringing hell in your relationships? Now, for time's sake, I have a framework for you. It spells ignorant. Here's a practical framework strategy to remove ignorance in any area. This will ensure that you will not be ignorant no more. So get your pen and pads together. I didn't have time. I wrote these down. I didn't have time to create a worksheet, but you can always come back to this video. Make sure you save it. Share it with someone that can benefit from it. But I'm going to give you this quick framework, a practical framework strategy to remove ignorance in any area where that area no longer has to suffer and end up perishing, because now you have the knowledge. Number one, in order to not be ignorant anymore. And before I get into that, I want to make sure I give a couple of seconds or minutes on this point. The Bible's very clear in saying, do not be ignorant of Satan's devices. Our ignorance to Satan's devices causes us to stay in ignorance. You must be aware and must understand the devil wants the full destruction of your life, the full destruction of your marriage, the full destruction. The Bible says the mission envisioned, or the mission statement of Hell Incorporated, is we steal, we kill, we destroy. And how many of us shop at hell every day? I'm like, you're buying from hell again? You've taken up all your money, all your effort and time, and you're buying from hell? And the whole process, hell is stealing, killing, with the ultimate goal of destroying. Destroying means may not be rebuilt. Destroyed means it ain't coming back. It may stay like this. So you and I cannot afford to be ignorant of Satan's device. Let's go through this framework. Ignorant. I-G-N-O-R-A-N-T. Let's go through it quickly. Identify the area of ignorance. In order to remove ignorance in any area, to open you up to gain the eternal knowledge of God. See, the goal in life is, and I'll get to that, never mind, that's my last point. But anyway, identify the area of ignorance. Start by pinpointing exactly what you don't understand, nor understand. This could be a skill, a concept, or information about a specific topic. Identify the area of ignorance. Start by pinpointing exactly what you don't know or understand. Start there. It starts with, in order to identify areas of ignorance, you got to identify if you're prideful or humble. You got to be able to say, no, you know what? Yeah, I'm married, but I'm no good at relationships. I don't know enough. The Bible says, when you stand, take heed lest you fall. In my marriage, I don't act like I know. I don't act like I know everything, because the moment you think you know everything is the evidence that you know nothing. It says this could be a skill, a concept, or information about a specific topic. So now you got to say, okay, what skills am I ignorant of that supports a marriage, that supports a kingdom business, that supports these different things, that supports a child? What are the skills that I'm missing? What are the skills that I should spend the next 6 months mastering and honing in? What concepts, strategies, what information am I unaware of? When I was informed about some of the chemicals in certain foods, I completely stopped eating them. Once I identified I was ignorant of certain things and I found out what certain things was, oh yeah, I was informed. You have to be informed to be transformed. G, gather information. First, you got to identify. Now you got to gather information. Once you've identified the area, begin gathering information. This could involve reading books, articles, and taking courses related to the topic. Seek out experts or experienced individuals who can provide insights. People who've been in places have the right sight of those places. Then they'll give you insight. Oh, I've been there before. I've seen everything in there. Let me give you insight. Even though you may not be physically on that site yet, or you may be on that site right now, let me let you in deeper, illuminate the space more, so that you can be able to properly be informed about what it is that comes with marriage, that comes with parenting, that comes with business, that comes with entrepreneurship, that comes with this. Gather information. Note key points. After you gather information, you're going to have pages possibly. Note key points. As you gather information, make notes of key points, facts, and concepts. Take notes on 70 to 80%. I don't know the number. I think it's past 50% of information written down is retained 70% of the time. That's why writing is fundamental. So when you write something down, you have a higher percent chance of retaining what you're writing. That's why I write a lot. I retain more that way. And it's been proven that we retain more that way. Summarize and organize this information in a way that makes sense to you. You don't got to put big words in there. I don't care what you do it the way you note the key points. Oh, have an open dialogue. Engage in discussion with others who have knowledge in the area. Engage, open dialogue. You gathered information before. Now have open dialogue. Take the mentorship deeper. This can be through forums, workshops, or one-on-one conversations or coaching. Asking questions and getting feedback can deepen your understanding. So now that you've gathered knowledge and you have notes, you may have gaps in between. Okay, I may not be able to fully understand this, or help me to better understand this. Have an open dialogue. So surround yourself in spaces where conversations are operating at a high level for you to get above these low devils. R, reflect and analyze. Take time to reflect on the information you've gathered. Analyze how it fits into your existing knowledge and identify any gaps of misconceptions. Reflection and analyzation are key. So now that you talk to the experts, you talk to the people who are seasoned individuals who know about spiritual warfare, who know about money, who know God. I mean, they walk and talk with him on a daily, on an hourly. Now it's time for you to take that information and reflect and analyze with God in his presence. See, I love reflecting and analyzing in his presence, because how I get into the presence of God is that I remove all distractions. I still my mind. I go downstairs. I may cut on a song, or I just sit there in silence. And all of a sudden, now that I've positioned myself for if God wants to speak, all of a sudden now his spirit just surrounds me. And in that atmosphere, when I reflect in that type of vibrant, potent atmosphere, oh man, things activate at a high level. After RSA, We said, I, identify the area of ignorance. G, gather information. N, note key points. O, open dialogue. R, reflect and analyze. A, apply and practice. Apply and practice. Apply what you've learned in practical ways. Practice effective communication with your wife. Practice effective communication with your husband. Practice being emotionally available. Practice fulfilling your purpose like I do, doing videos and stuff. Practice, apply and practice what the experts tell you, what the experience told you, what the seasoned vets told you. Do it. Practice a new skill or apply the new knowledge in real life situations to reinforce the understanding. You got to role play. You got to do it in order to glue it. And never stop learning. Commit to continuous learning and improvement. Don't stop. Get it? Right? Don't stop. Keep going because there's still more to gather. There's still more to know. Commit to continuous learning and improvement. Stay updated with new developments, research, and trends in the area to ensure you maintain and expand your knowledge. No matter how many years you live, no matter how many years you married, man, I'm 6 years in, still learning. Right now, I'm just a six-year-old. So I got to go find them 30, 40, 20-year-olds to learn, hey, man, what y'all know? Right? That's why people come to me about spiritual. I've been walking with God since I was young boy. No, not young boy, NBA young boy, not him. But when I was a young boy. So I've walked with him for a long time. I've been in ministry and business a long time. So years is what we should endeavor to have. And you got to find people who's been in the game longer than you to be put on game. Because there's levels to this and devils in this. Last but not least, definitely not least, but it's last for a reason. Tune into God's guidance. Stay sensitive to God's voice and direction in your life. Prioritize prayer, meditation, and regular reflection on His word to gain wisdom and discernment. See, you can go to people, gather knowledge, gather all stuff, but there are certain things that you can only get from God. Only sold here. It can only be bought here. It can only be gotten here. Discernment is developed through time with God, fellowshipping with His Spirit. By aligning your action decisions with His will, you can navigate through challenges and avoid pitfalls that ignorance might lead you into. So how to ensure that you're not ignorant, causing things in your life to be destroyed or perished? To make sure that you're no longer ignorant in any area, I, identify the areas of ignorance. G, gather information. N, note key points. O, open dialogue. R, reflect and analyze. A, apply and practice. N, never stop learning. T, stay tuned into God's guidance. I pray this video was a blessing to you. Share it with someone that needs it. Comment below. If you need help in this area, go ahead and message me right now. I have a lot of coaching resources that I think will be a blessing to you. Like my book, Multi-Purpose. It's a book to help you better understand the original intent and purposes in every area of life. Also, check out my latest book, The Purpose of Relationships. If you really want to better understand and gain knowledge about relationship with God, relationship with self, and relationship with family, check that book out. If you want to better understand and gain knowledge so that you won't be paying a high expensive bill in your singleness or marriage, then check out my book, The Purpose of Singleness. It's a book that helps you with that. And so all those books, resources, if not more, are designed for you to not be ignorant. Check out my Mindset Mastery Program. If you're like, hey, coach, I need to be equipped with the tools to overcome these mental blockers, because the devil cannot block you from anything, but the only way he can block you from anything is to block it in your mind. My Mindset Mastery Program has set a lot of captives free. They're stepping out into their purpose. Check that out. Also, check out my program that I'm launching for the first round called Relationship Mastery that goes with my book, The Purpose of Relationships. That coaching program is designed to help you become effective and efficient in all your relationships and reaping the benefits of it and being able to allow it to be held in honor before all, where people respect and enjoy. Check out my, if you're a high level entrepreneur or any kind of level of entrepreneur, and you really want to make sure that you're fulfilling God's will in every area of your life, that you just don't want to scale your business, but you want to scale your health. You want to scale your relationships, because my friend, your professional success should not be greater than your personal success. I promise you, the bigger your personal success, the greater your professional success. I've helped a lot of entrepreneurs tweak their relationships, and it created so much business success because the favor of God is on them. See, you can be fundamentally sound in your business. You can be fundamentally skilled in your business, but the favor of God will not be on you. The Bible says he will not hear the prayer of a man who does not honor his wife. That's a biblical principle, my friend. So if you want the favor and grace of God in your business, but or you just need iron sharpens iron community of other entrepreneurs that are executing at a high level, and we have meetups twice a year, and you just really want that deeper access to that quick path to transformation and sharpening, then check out my Fulfillment Elite Coaching Program. Message me if you have any need of that. If you watch on Instagram, you can message me on Instagram, or you can hit the links in my description box. If you watch this on YouTube, links in the description box below. I love y'all. Y'all be blessed. I'll catch y'all next time. Let's not be ignorant. Let's gain knowledge. Catch y'all next time. Peace.